This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Two games today, finishing the suspended game from yesterday and then playing another one, even though the weather in Minnesota doesn't look very good right now.
After four, it's supposed to clear up. That's what the word on the street is.
Is that the word on the street?
The word on the street is after four, it's supposed to clear up. That's why.
Who puts the word on the street?
The weather people.
Okay.
People that make up the weather or decide what the weather's going to be, they put it in their machine.
And then when they're wrong, they go, hey, how about that?
Oh, can you believe that? Oh, swing and a miss.
Guess you should have planned that picnic today after all. Could have mowed the lawn. Instead, it's a foot and a half high and it's going to rain tomorrow.
It's amazing how many times they're wrong at the ballpark. It happens a lot more often than you think.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
Well, we've been kicking around, and I know, folks, we sometimes grow weary of it as well. We're kicking around the Browns quarterback situation today. Why? Because Deshaun Watson is showing signs of football life, and the OTAs are coming up and blah, 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 blah. And the Browns have some options, and they have to figure out what they're going to do.
Do you think this is interesting? Because we brought this up before the break, right? The odds?
Well, I asked you to, I asked you to hold it because I want to hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me when you want to hear it.
Do it. Go.
Okay. Kenny Pickett is the favorite. Now, this is kind of a groupthink among sports books. So from what I'm seeing, Kenny Pickett is minus 110 to plus 120 at some sports books to be the starter. So he is the favorite.
Okay.
Joe Flacco is plus 150 to plus 300. Shedeur Sanders, this is where I find interesting. Shedeur Sanders is plus 200 to plus 370. And Dylan Gabriel is...
I don't get all those numbers.
It's based on $100, right?
I know.
Dan?
I don't get it.
Yeah, so yeah. If you bet $100, you'll get $250 back.
Right. So, and Dylan Gabriel, plus 650 to plus 1,000. Deshaun Watson, extremely long odds, plus 5,000. So, not expected to play.
50 to 1, if you prefer that.
Yeah.
There you go. I want to play this little game. Dano, I want you
But do you think that's weird that Vegas thinks Sanders has a better shot than Gabriel?
No, because he is the product of hype, and what are they trying to do?
Yeah,
they're trying to get people to bet.
And I don't necessarily think...
It may not be accurate, but it may be the best way for them to get people to put money on
it. Yeah, that's exactly. It's about the betting. Yeah. It's not about who's actually going to start.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Why would it be a good idea if fill in the blank ends up as the starting quarterback?
Okay.
And let's start with the rookies. We'll start at what we think is the bottom of the depth chart, at least for now. Why would it be a good idea if Shedeur Sanders, or why would it be good if Shedeur ends up as the starting quarterback?
He makes the front office look like complete geniuses.
Even though they passed him over six times.
If he's successful. He makes them look like that he was the steal of the draft. If he can even just go out and win, are we talking about him starting week one? Is that what you're asking me?
The starting quarterback of the football team this year.
At any point or does
No, like the guy. Let's say he starts, he becomes the starter, and the starter of record. All right, so maybe somebody else starts week one and week two, and then whoever takes over.
So
Minimum nine starts? I'm saying starting is in, 12, 15 games.
Yeah, earning the starting job, not the everyone else is limping, so here you go, right. Go get him, Tiger.
But this guy is your starter, and
it is
ends up as your clear-cut starter.
Right. Gigantic victory for the front office. If he is the starting quarterback and is winning games for the Browns, that would be the best victory lap in the world that the front office and the Sanders family could take.
I feel like Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, it's the same answer, which is you've solved the quarterback problem for a cheap amount of money. You can contend while still having the boulder around your neck. And it opens the door for you to do a lot of other things until you can remove the boulder from the neck. And then everything looks up and you can build this thing quickly.
I think it would be great if he were the starter because it would mean what Andy said. It would mean what you said, Dan. And it would also mean that for whatever reason, it wasn't talent that he dropped in the draft so much. Team shied away from some other reason, and the actual talent might have been there. And he ends up becoming a starter in the league. And maybe you find that guy who can be your guy. And he's under a cheap contract for a while. But at one point, this guy was considered a real talent at quarterback, at least by all the prognosticators. And that's why it would be great if he were the starting quarterback.
It would also be great if you knew he could be the starting quarterback next year for him or Gabriel, because it means that you now have two draft picks for next year in that first round that you could do some serious damage with among the best players in college football. So
quit lumping guys together in my little shtick.
I'm sorry, I didn't think I was lumping.
No, Dan did.
Oh, I did too.
I didn't.
Well, I feel bad, but Dylan it's the Gabriel. Same answer.
No, it's not necessarily. Okay. Dylan Gabriel. Why would it be great if Dylan were the starter? I'll start this one.
Go.
Because a guy was completely overlooked in the draft because of his height, and he actually is the quarterback that he showed that he was in college, where he was incredibly effective at three different schools, was really good. And teams made a Russell Wilson type error and judged him solely on his height and not on his football ability. And that leads you to what you said, Andy. You found your guy. He's cheap. Dano, you can do other things. You guys are both right about that. That's why it would be great with Gabriel, because A, he can actually play, and he was judged mainly on his height, and he shouldn't have been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'd say see part two on this, too, that it gives you the luxury of using both your first-round picks on a non-quarterback next year. I think Sanders becoming the starting quarterback would be a much bigger deal than Gabriel, because there's a lot more that, because of the hype, there's a lot more that goes along with that with Sanders over Gabriel.
Do you guys think one guy has more potential physically than the other to be the guy? See, every time
seems
I,
like a mix.
Every time I try to think about that, I keep going back to 5'11 quarterback. I'm guilty like the NFL teams of passing the guy over because of his height. Not that Shadur is some 6'4", 6'5", you know, big god in the pocket, but every time I think of Gabriel, I keep going back to 5'11", and maybe I shouldn't.
Dan Lanning's system in Oregon seems to have a little bit more quick decision-making, a little bit more quote-unquote NFL ready.
Yeah.
And what Pat Shurmur was doing, now again, some of it could be because of the offensive line, a third of Shadur Sanders' throws were behind the line of scrimmage.
The highest percentage in Division I football.
Right. And again, that could be offensive line-based. That could be talent-based. You can point to a lot of different things with it. I wonder...
I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I didn't hear you wrong. Did you just say a third of his passes were behind the line of scrimmage?
Yes.
They all have to be, don't they? Out of my mind? What are we talking about?
The receiver was behind the line of scrimmage.
Caught behind the line of scrimmage. Last time I checked. I thought you were talking about illegal forward passes.
Double screen passes.
What's he talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Travis Hunter takes two steps back behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, behind the line of scrimmage receptions. That's what I meant. Okay.
No, all good.
Which is an unbelievable stat. That's an amazing stat.
You kind of watch that Colorado offense, and it's very defined. And so I want to see what this looks like in an offense of decision-making before I do that. And I know, and again, Oregon's got the same thing. All of college football has defined throws. So, like, I get the arguments with that, but I feel like Gabriel did it a little bit more. And so I think it puts him ahead a little bit more. But again, we're not going to know until we see this all.
Why would it be good if Kenny Pickett becomes the starting quarterback of this football team? Dano, you want to start this one?
Sure, you're taking flyer on a guy who you still have. They're not picking up the fifth-year option. You could re-sign him. You have your quarterback of the future who is a veteran in this league, who has seen things and isn't starting from square one like your rookie quarterbacks are. You could probably put more on his shoulders. You could probably continue to build the offense moving forward. It seems like a quicker path to success.
Agree with that, and I'll also say that it gives you the time to develop Sanders or Gabriel. So if you feel like Pickett is going to be your one, then Sanders or Gabriel doesn't, that you don't feel the need to throw them out on the field week one.
But if Pickett becomes your starter,
right?
Why would you need to develop Gabriel or Sanders as anything more than a backup?
Because they're fifth or sixth. I mean, you're talking about a third round pick and you're talking about a fifth round pick. And if you give them time to develop, how many times did Bill take a guy who was a later round quarterback, make them the backup quarterback, and then sell all kinds of hype about his backup quarterback and make him super valuable across the NFL when you were looking to make a trade somewhere down the road?
You're talking about a trade. You're not talking about here necessarily.
I'm talking about developing a quarterback that if you needed to, if something happened to Kenny down the road, that you could have step up and play. In fact, you're going to want Sanders or Gabriel to start maybe three or four games and have an outstanding performance. So now that their value would raise. That's why you want Kenny Pickett to be the starter.
I would think that it would be great if Pickett were the starter because as a couple of things Dan said. You've got a guy who actually has played in the league and has had some success. And success in moments more than numbers. You know, some fourth quarter comebacks, some game-winning drives, that type of success. And at one point, by at least one team, was valued as a first-round draft choice. And that's more than you can say for Dylan Gabriel or Shadur Sanders. And maybe he has the talent, and he can become your Sam Darnold. You know, he could become your guy who didn't hit right away and then figures it out. Last thought. I'm hard-pressed for this one. Why would it be good if Joe Flacco ends up as your starting quarterback this year? Why would that be a good thing?
I don't think it is for Kenny Pickett. I think it is for the same reasons that I gave you about Kenny Pickett with Shadur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. And you know that there's an end game with Flacco that, I mean, he's not going to be here for more than a year, is he? Okay, maybe I'll even give you 2 years.
Could be two.
I'll give you 2 years. It gives you time to develop Sanders and Gabriel. And if he's winning, it may also allow you to not have to draft a quarterback next year.
I think it would, the only reason I can think it would be good if Flacco was your starting quarterback this year was because it would make it very, 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 very clear that in 2026, you would be drafting a quarterback.
I don't see the clarity, but I understand what you're saying.
Because that showed, that would show that Sanders couldn't be your starter, at least right away. And if he can't beat out a 40-year-old guy who, though he has a big arm, hasn't been very successful since he left Baltimore, if Sanders can't beat him out, if Gabriel can't beat him out, if Pickett can't beat out Flacco, it means that your quarterback is so short-term, it's ridiculous. And you're going to completely focus on finding a quarterback in 2026, which might not be a bad idea.
Are you really expecting a fifth-round draft pick to be ready to start right away?
No, but that's my point. That's my point, is that if Flacco is starting, it means the third and fifth round picks didn't show much of anything, which might mean, okay, because if you could, you could put them on the, you know, you'd want to put those guys on the field, or mainly that Pickett was not able to beat out a 40-year-old guy. That would mean Pickett certainly wouldn't be your guy, wouldn't it?
I would expect a trade. I might expect, when you look at the future on this, I might expect Flacco to retire or ask for a trade, or Pickett to ask for a trade.
Chris Ossenheimer covers the Guardians for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's coming up on about 25 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.